This week, as part of the continued work by the Department of Interior and Justice to implement the Not Invisible Act and combat the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous people, Secretary Deb Haaland and Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco hosted the first in-person plenary session of the Not Invisible Act Commission at the U.S. Department of the Interior in Washington, D.C. The two-day meeting follows a series of online sessions since the establishment of the commission last year. The Not Invisible Act, which was authored by then-Representative Haaland and passed into law in October 2020, established the commission as a cross-jurisdictional advisory committee comprised of both federal and non-federal members, including law enforcement, tribal leaders, federal partners, service providers, family members of missing and murdered individuals, and survivors. FEMA announced that federal disaster assistance has been made available to the state of South Dakota to supplement state, tribal, and local recovery efforts in the areas affected by the severe winter storms and snowstorm during the period of December 2012 to the 25th. Public assistance federal funding is available to the state, tribal, and eligible local governments and certain private nonprofit organizations on a cost-sharing basis for emergency protective measures and the repair or replacement of disaster-damaged facilities in Bennett, Brookings, Clark, Day, Dual, Hamlin, Jackson, Jones, Kingsbury, Millett, Oglala, Lakota, Potter, Robert, Stanley, Todd, and Tripp counties. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.